Welcome to the Ain't Up for the Streets podcast. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Ain't Up for the Streets.
Ain't up for the streets.
You already know what it is. It's your boy, Ain't Up for the Streets. Welcome to another episode of the Ain't Up for the Streets podcast. We live today. Shout out to everybody tuning in. I really appreciate you guys tuning in one more time. You feel me? Because we're building this shit up from the ground up. I appreciate you guys for tuning in wherever you are. And at your job, in your car, you feel me, doing your deliveries, doing your little call center job. I appreciate y'all motherfuckers, like real shit. But today we got a special guest in the house. You feel me, a special guest, a special artist from the city, from Toronto, has been doing his thing. He's been grinding, he's been staying motivated, he's been dropping hits after hits and staying consistent with his releases. His visuals been looking crazy. His Instagram got all the dope pictures. This nigga got all the dope photographers. Yo, welcome OVO Rich to the show. Yo, shout out to OVO Rich. OVO Rich, what's poppin', man? What's poppin'?
Yeah, chillin', bro. You know me.
I feel you, my nigga. You good, G? You good?
Yeah, man, I'm here. Just keeping my head up during these stressful times. You know, the world's a different place nowadays.
Yo, yeah, very different place. It's too different. Like, I don't even recognize the world no more. Like some real shit. But how you been doing though? Like, how's life treating you? Like, you feel me?
Good, man. Been writing a lot of music. You know, staying motivated, especially at night is when the creative juices come. So everything's been good, man. I've been in a good mental state and stuff. So I'm gonna keep working, keep climbing.
Okay, that's dope. I'm glad you said you've been in a good mental state, because one thing I realized, especially with this whole COVID and pandemic thing going on, a lot of people, like, their mental health, they've been going through it. You know what I mean? The fact that you said you've been in a good mental state, that's something I gotta applaud, you know, because it's not easy to stay in a good mental state in these times. You feel me? Especially, you can't be around friends. There's limits amount of people you gotta be around with. There's so many restrictions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel me?
So yeah, I feel that, but, you know, I took it to find the positive in it. Like, I'm a guy, I like my routine, you know, and I like to be by myself at times. So when it was warm outside during, like, quarantine, I would just get out, like, you know, just enjoy nature, just be by myself, write by myself, or just, you know, just enjoy my space to create and, you know, get back to the old me before all this stuff.
Okay, that's good. At least you've been a loner before this whole shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I keep to myself.
Yo, real shit. When I see people crying, oh my God, I can't go this. I'm like, yo, shit, this has been me. I've been staying my ass at home before in this whole COVID and quarantine shit. My ass never go nowhere anyways, unless I have to. You know what I mean? I only go around people unless I have to be around people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that's been me. I'm glad you're saying that too, because at least it's easy for, like, guys like me and you to adapt, because we've been doing this anyways. It's just been what we do. You know what I mean? But that's good though. But, like, besides everything that's going on with COVID and everything, how have you been able to find any creative juice, any, like, motivation to keep going and putting out music these days? Like, has it been hard for you? Like, what have you been doing to kind of, like, stay motivated?
That's a good question, because, like, just my life, man, where I'm coming from, where I am now, I've got so much work to do. So, you know what I mean? That in itself is motivating, and just staying strong, or just sometimes close people, other artists close to me, like in the city, I see what they're doing, and I'm like, yeah, that's dope. Like, you know what I mean? And collaborations and stuff.
Okay. Dope. Yeah. So just to get into my questions, so I don't get far away from my questions, what I wanted to ask you, like, what really got you into music? Cause, like, you know, I noticed that you wasn't dropping music before. So, like, what got you into music? What made you want to know, oh, you know what? I'm going to start rapping, right? I'm going to go in that booth and see what I could do. Let me see if I could drop a song. Because you got to take it takes a lot of confidence. I always give it up to artists. Even if their first song don't come out right, the fact that you have the confidence to go in that booth and put out your art for the world to see, for the world to judge you, for the world to, like, say, oh, I don't like this, it's trash. Because it takes a lot of confidence to do things like that. So what made you get into music?
Yeah, well, first off, I was raised by strong people, so I was raised not to, like, care about other people's opinion, good or bad, just stay on your path. And then what got me in, like, pretty much, like, I've been through some stuff in the last couple of years, yeah. And I have a story, and I understand there's a lot of people who have been through worse than I've been through, and a lot of people who haven't been through anything, and I just want to motivate people. You know, if I can motivate at least one person, that's mission accomplished.
Okay, that's dope. So growing up, like, what's your background? Like I know you're from Toronto, you're Canadian, like, well, what's your background as in, like, your heritage wise? Like, are you from the Caribbean?
My parents are both born in Jamaica.
Okay, so since your parents were born from Jamaica, were they playing any hip hop when you were young? Like, what was the first hip hop song you heard in your household? Like, you know what I mean? I always ask artists that. Like, what was the first song? I know you like hip hop now, but you were raised in this household. What did your parents used to play? Did they play any hip hop, or was it mostly reggae and dancehall type thing?
You know the flex already. Yeah. It was mostly reggae, you know, and a lot of Bob Marley, Michael Jackson, but damn, hip hop?
Yeah.
The first thing that really caught my eye, and I know this is a lot of people would say that, is Pac, man. Like, a lot of things he was saying, like, it was powerful. Like,
so Pac was the first, you know? You would say that's the first hip hop artist you listened to, like, you ever heard when you know, in your household as a child. It has to be. To me,
man,
just
my dad would listen to a lot of music. He used to DJ.
Oh,
I wouldn't say that's the first, but that's the one that kind of, like, like, play that record, you know?
Okay. To me, I was born in Haiti, right? So when I was raised in Haiti, the first hip-hop song I heard was Fugees with Wyclef and Lauryn Hill. That was my first. That's when I fell in love with hip-hop, when I first heard Ready or Not. Here I come. That was my shit. And at that time, I didn't even know how to speak English or nothing. I didn't know how to speak English, but that was my shit. When I first heard it, I was like, yo, I got to find out more songs like that. So Fugees was what was my introduction to hip hop. So I guess you would say Tupac was your introduction to hip hop then.
Yeah, and it's like, I like to hear people say that, because you just said, yo, I didn't even speak English too tough. Nah. And it's like, but you were still able to connect.
I was able to connect. I didn't know what the hell Ready or Not meant, but I love it. Ready or Not. I like the vibe. It is, to me, even though I might not understand the song, the language, but if I like the vibe, the atmosphere, the energy it creates for me, I just gravitate. I love all type of music. I don't just listen to hip-hop. I listen to Zouk, Afrobeat, Soca, Dancehall, all kinds. You know what I mean? Whatever gravitates to my soul. You know what I mean? That's how I move.
How do you feel about jazz?
Jazz, I like jazz too. You put me in a. I like jazz so much. You drink a little bit of wine with jazz. You know, you're chilling.
I feel you.
What about
I've
you?
Always gravitated toward Barry White. That was good records he made.
Barry White. Okay, dope. I like some old school 90s R&B. I love old school 90s R&B. That's my shit. Yeah. You know, I could vibe to that all day. And I find like that's one thing that's missing in music these days. The old school 90s R&B make you want to fall in love type of music. Maybe where you at, like, make you buy your shorty some flowers.
Yeah, where it's becoming a lost art in the game. But yeah, I fucked with R&B a lot. R&B was like something I was listening to at the beginning of, like, the lockdown.
Yeah.
I was listening to R&B a lot. You know?
Okay,
old
okay.
R&B.
Okay. Dope. So, who inspired you to make music, though? Like, there has to have some type of inspiration to help you make music.
Good question. Yeah. Simply Drake. Like, Drake, I find on his records, he's very honest.
Yeah.
And, like, especially on his albums, he'll show you not only about, like, wins, but he'll tell you about the losses he had. You know what I mean? Like, so that's a good thing. A lot of artists don't do that. It's all cap. And a lot of artists tell the truth, right? But, like, this guy's telling you about his life and stuff and telling you about the L's and stuff. And he's respected for it. And, you know, and it matches with his personality because he's a real honest guy, you know, stand-up guy. So I respect that.
Dope. Just to follow up on the answer that you said, since you mentioned Drake, how's your relationship with Drake and how has he been able to kind of like be a big brother to you since he was so close to your brother as well? How has he been able to guide you and help you transition into the music industry? Because that's a major lot to have in the music industry, right? Somebody that's been through the process, that's dropped countless hits, that knows how to make a hit. How's that relationship with you? Like, has it been inspiring to you? Does it motivate you? Like, give me a little bit of feedback on that.
Well, yeah, like, ever since I became an artist in the last, like, 2 years, like, well, not, it hasn't even been 2 years, like, a year and change.
Yeah.
Like, now I've always been on set with him, like, when my brother was around, and I was kind of just hanging out. But now when I'm on set, I like watch him work. It's kind of like you watching like Michael Jordan highlights. Jeez. You know, you're taking him in. You want to do the jump shots like him. So like, it's everything's motivational that he does. You know what I mean? The way he moves in videos, everything. Like, it's just everything's a learning experience. It's like it's fresh.
That's dope. Having like a mentor like this in your corner, it has to be like a cheat code. You know what I mean? It has to be like...
People have said that, you know, but like, I steady remind myself to stay humble and don't take anything for granted. You
definitely.
Know what I mean? Because stuff like that doesn't come every day.
Oh, definitely. It's not every day you get to hang out with Michael Jordan, with Michael Jackson of the era, you know?
Cause Drake exactly,
could,
right?
Yeah, because Drake could be considered as the Michael Jackson of our era, the most famous artist, the most accomplished artist in our era, and he's Canadian, you know what I mean? You can't go wrong with that. He's from Canada, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's a good thing. Yeah.
Never have I been so close to someone so successful, so it's like, you know, I'm just totally inspired, and I just keep my head up and stay working hard.
That's good. At least you picking up some good habits from him, the way he moved, the way he worked, the type of people he keeps around him. That's good that you picking up these good characteristics from him. You know what I mean? That way you could kind of like apply these characteristics within yourself and make yourself a better person and make yourself a better artist as well. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, the business is all about relationships. It's all about what you know. It's all about who can vouch for you. You feel me? Definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, just moving on to the next questions that we have, because we want to make this interview about you and about what you got coming up, about your journey in the music industry, about your journey in the hip hop, like what keeps you alive. You know what I mean? I really want to dig deep and so that people can know who exactly was over your rich. You know what I mean? Beside a whole Instagram, a whole lavish Instagram, nigga be balling with Drake like it's nothing, all the NBA players. I'm like, yo, this nigga make it seem like it's nothing out of him, man. Yeah, you actually be balling. But how's your balling skills, though? That's what I really want to know. Like, I be seeing you posting shit on Instagram, but like, how's your balling skills from 1 to 10? Like, how would you rate your balling skill? How would you rate your handle and jumper? Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, so in my prime,
yeah,
because basketball is not the main focus now, but like, I'd say 6 or 7, and that's an honest answer. You know, I'm a good rebounder.
Okay.
I'm a good mid-range jump shooter.
Can you dunk, though?
And nah,
that's cool. I can't dunk either, but I got a jumper. I got a handle, though. You know, I got the passing skills, so it's all good. It's all
exactly.
good.
Exactly. I make up with it.
That's all good.
With that mid-range.
That's all that matters. But yeah, just to move on with the questions that I have for you. So how would you describe the music that you typically create? Like, what would you describe that?
Yeah, so my music is like, for underdogs, man. People have been counted out. People have no confidence. They need that confidence in their life. You know, that's the type of sound I'm trying to put out there.
Ain't off
you
the
know
streets.
What I mean? And as I progress as an artist, it'll change.
Yeah.
But for right now, it's like being counted out and I'm being strong and confident. I'm pushing forward, even though it's dark times right now in the world, not only in my life, but in the world, it's dark times. But you could still keep your head up and there's always light at the end of the tunnel, you know? I want to get that message out there.
Oh, that's dope. At least I like that. I like the positivity that you mentioned. Like, you want to like uplift people, and I feel like that's what the world is missing these days, is people to uplift them. It's like people are lonely and sad. Like, especially, I feel like I tell people all the time, music is really powerful. no matter what you put in your music, it's really powerful. It could change people's lives. So I'm glad that you mentioned that you're doing it for the underdogs, and that's exactly what I do. What I do for it too. I do it for the underdogs. I do it for the dudes that get overlooked, that don't get the love from the city, that don't get the billboards. You know what I mean? That's what I do it for.
Yeah, I see you doing that and pushing that like every day. Like guys like you, like I said again during lockdown, guys like you motivate me because I see you pushing. And you're not stopping. You just keep coming back. And that's what it's all about, man.
Yo, definitely. One thing I realized about life is, like, you can never stop. It could be like a war right now. Like, I just got to adapt. Do whatever I got to do. If I got to go sell water, put my brand on that water bottle, I'm about to do that shit outside. You feel me? I adapt with whatever's going on and excel. You feel me? That's how I learned that shit from Jay-Z. You could put him anywhere. He'll sell you water. You know what I mean? Jay-Z being able to excel his rap career, to become a mogul, to become a billionaire. So I was trying to model my journey, my motivation from him. You know what I mean? Even though he might not be my favorite artist, but like I just the way he moves, his business move really inspires me. You know what I mean? Because you can't stop. You really got to adapt with whatever's going on. Right now, we're doing Zoom meetings. We're doing a Zoom interview. So we got to adapt. You feel me? Like, you're a street nigga. You got to adapt to what's popping. You feel me?
Yeah, real shit, man. Real shit, definitely.
For sure. But yeah, so what's your creative process is like? What do you do? Because like I said, I listened to Noriega's podcast, right? I asked the same question to my previous guest. And he said back in the day when he used to go to the booth, he used to have like, he used to take mad ecstasy or some shit. You know what I mean? He used to drink, he used to smoke mad weed because it make them more creative. He drink mad Henny because he go in the booth, he's more creative like that. He be spitting when he's under the influence. That's when he's the best. And he says the same thing for Lil Wayne as well. Lil Wayne, when he drinks some lean, he said Lil Wayne goes off. I want to ask you, what's your creative process? Do you feel like you need to smoke a blunt? Do you just drink some little bit of Henny so you could feel like, so you could feel in tune with yourself? What do you do?
No, it's none of that. It's actually just deep thought. And so a lot of times it's spontaneous. Like I'll be driving and then lyrics will just come to me and I'll pull over and literally write it down.
Wow.
Or late at night, a lot of times is when it reaches me and I write things. Or sometimes I'll be in a mood and a whole record will come out like 20 minutes. I'll just write it all down and it's good to go. That's literally how it works for me. Everyone's got their own way. That's just what works for me.
Okay. Dope. All right. Sick. Can you tell us a little bit more about your recent release? You just released a 3-pointer recently. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Mm-hmm. So 3-pointer kind of stems like how I've been feeling like, a lot of times when, like, I'm just counted out, you know what I mean? And everyone's saying, oh, he's not going to make it. He's not going to do well. And then I just revert back to my family's teachings. Like, just let people talk, man. Do your thing. Work hard. And, you know, everything will come together.
Definitely. You definitely got to be patient when it comes to this game. It's a long game. I tell artists all the time. Like, it's not you just come in and think you're just going to blow up like that. Like, nothing happens overnight. You know what I mean? You got to put in the time. You got to put in the work. But, yeah. So, while you're on the podcast, let me just play a little snippet of the song so people can hear it, so people can understand what the song is about. Let me just give them a little snippet of it, all right? I'm going to play it for them real quick.
But I'm observing, and to the fake shit I'm allergic. My shawty know that I ain't perfect, but I'ma always stay determined. I stay making them nervous. I'm hurting niggas on purpose. They fucking with me on surface. They pillow talking, stay lurking. I made a 3-pointer swish. I had to swerve on your bitch.
Hey.
I'm just blessed by design.
Hey.
I put that shit on my life.
Hey.
I'ma just let niggas talk.
Yo, that was Rich 3-pointer. Make sure you guys check it out on all streaming platforms. It's available on Spotify right now, YouTube, Apple Music, and all streaming platforms. Wherever you listen to your music, make sure you guys check it out. I like the beat. You know what I mean? I like the beat. The beat sounds dope. I like the flow on there. It sounds real dope. I like that. I like it.
Yeah,
it.
that's that's my vibe, man. Like the slow, dark type of vibe. And yeah. I've always been artistic, as you see my Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's me. I've always been that. And through music, I would say that's the best part. The making the music and the process.
Yeah.
But like, it's like expressing myself.
Yeah.
And you know, like my last video, I felt that was on the money. That darkness in the woods and the smog, and things aren't clear yet. There's still a lot of smoke. And I think that was a good representation of myself. So my next video, I'm releasing another single like this month.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to take it to the next level and expressing myself.
That's dope. That's dope. So what has been the feedback that you've been getting from the fans, from your family, from your friends? What have they been saying? You know, like, have they been encouraging? Have they been liking the songs that's coming out from you?
You know, that, yeah, they love it. It's very inspiring to them. And when they see me in public or out somewhere, they're like, yo, I feel like I'm growing with you, because every video, every song you put out, it's like you're getting better and better. And that's what I like to hear, because it's not about being great today, right now. It's about working and enjoying the process. So, yeah, it means a lot when I hear that. That's the reaction I get from people.
Definitely. I would definitely give you that, because I noticed that when you first came in the game, it's like, yo, your visuals was just on point. Your song was mixed and mastered properly. There was no hiccups on there. Like, the beat was dope. Your voice sound crisp. It's like you've been doing it. I'm like, oh, this guy's like, you come in like a professional. That's one thing I would give it to you, because a lot of artists, the first song would sound like a little uffish, but your song came out real good, real mixed and mastered properly, and the beat was really dope as well. So I'll give you that. Like, you know what I mean? It's like you really, I feel like you're like a perfectionist. You make sure shit is on point. I could tell from your Instagram, you're like a perfectionist, you know? Nah, bro, delete that picture. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm an overthinker, man.
Yeah, you're overthinking. That's how I could tell.
Me and my brother suffered from that. Like, we overthink things, and like, yeah, I'm like that with my music. I'll write, like, a song out of a verse and then, like, change it every day. And I'm like, yo, I'm not happy. I don't want to say that. I want to say this. So that's how it goes, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just to follow up on what you said, right? You said you and your brother were overthinkers. Just to go on that, like, based on everything, right? And you losing your brother. How has it affect you? How has it influenced you and your music? Like to keep going, like the influence that you get from your brother. I knew your brother as well. He was a really dope guy. You know what I mean? He always showed me love. Like I told you before, this guy was always a fly guy. He was always fly. He had the kicks on point. Cause I used to work in the clothing store. This guy used to be there every Friday looking for new shit. Yeah, yo, you got no new shit, bro? What's popping? What's the gear? He used to come in. We don't have no new shit, you just walk right out. I'm like, no, don't worry, bro. I got you.
My swag is my brother. Would not miss a beat. He's always on point when he's dressed.
Yeah, he was definitely a fly guy. So I gotta give it to him for real. I like, dog, I gotta up my game. Whenever I used to see this guy's shoes, I like, dog, I look at my shoes, I'm like, nah, I gotta get rid of these shoes.
He's always on point.
That's yeah, he was always on point though. But like, what I want to ask you, how have you been able to stay strong and actually keep putting out music? Cause like dealing with a loss is not easy. You know, I lost my friend as well. It's not easy. It's not easy dealing with a loss. So have you been able to stay strong to actually put out music that other people can relate to, people that have lost a close friends or a family? So have you been able to stay strong, and have your brother been able to influence you to keep going as well?
Yeah, like, good question. Like, what just is the bottom line is just the legacy, man. Like, my brother, he's very tough mentally. He's a very strong dude. This guy, like, my whole life, I probably only seen him cry, like, twice or three times.
Wow.
So I stay strong for him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just keep strong and I keep it moving just for him, you know, to make him proud. Make my dad proud, my pops proud. And, yeah. And that's the main thing, just the legacy, what he stood for. I just want to emulate that into my career and let people know how strong and motivating this guy was, you know? So
that's dope.
The main thing.
So what would you say the most important thing that you learned from your brother?
Most, don't react, like think first, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people jump to conclusions or they hear or see something and then they just jump, like sit back, relax and be. He always had a calm demeanor about him. You know what I mean? And that's something I struggled with. And so many times he yelled at me growing up. And it's like now it's like he passed away and I just got it. It's like finger snapped and I'm locked in. You know what I mean? Like I'm unbothered by a lot of things.
Yo, definitely. That's a dope lesson that you learned from him. And that's something I've been able to practice within myself as well. Not to react to everything. Because when they come to the social media shit, people be talking a lot of shit. Yo, we would be talking. Sometimes he just give me like a little heartbeat. I'm like, fuck, I get nervous. I get excited a little bit. I'm like, what the fuck? Somebody be saying, they be saying the wildest shit on Instagram behind these like fake accounts or whatever it may be. Or even hearing a rumor about myself or whatever it may be. It really helped me to just stay calm, not to react. Cause one reaction could cost you your life, could even cost you anything, could cost you a lot of shit. You feel me? So being patient and not overreact over things is a great lesson to pretty much practice in your life for real.
And there's, yo, I'm human. There's been a lot of times where I've seen or heard things and I got upset. But like, then again, I just revert back and I'm like, nah, let me just focus on the music and, you know, not react to anything.
That's dope. I'm glad you learn that and you're actually practicing it as well. A lot of people learn things, but they never practice it. They never like apply it to their life. You know what I mean? So there's no point of learning shit and applying it into your life as well, right? So whenever you learn a lesson, whenever you learn any situation, it's always good to apply from it and apply it from your life and practice it, you know? But definitely. Just to move on with the next questions, because you answered this very honestly. I really appreciate you being honest right now and being vulnerable. Because that's what's missing in a lot of artists these days. They're not vulnerable. They keep things inside. They're like too cool to answer certain questions. You know what I mean? It's like, how you expect people to really connect with you if you're not being vulnerable, if you're not being open so people can know who you actually are. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that.
One thing I promised myself when I got into this, again, like you said, when I listen to guys like Pac, like Drake, they're honest, man.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I mean? My brother's he's a real cat, you know what I mean? Like, whether you like it or not, he's going to tell you what it is. So I practice that, and I do it. I not only say it, I do it, I walk it. You know? That's what I'm about.
That's dope. That's glad to hear. Also, just to move on to with the questions, who would you most like to collaborate with? Do you have an artist in mind? It doesn't have to be a Canadian artist. It doesn't have to be an American artist. It could be a UK artist, a Jamaican artist, whichever artist you have in mind. Who would you want to really collaborate with and put out a banger?
I haven't really thought about that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've just been developing. Like, my main focus is just development, trying to get better every time out, you know what I mean? I haven't really put thought like I want to collab with someone. Hasn't been in my thought process lately.
Okay, so you've been trying to develop your own sound pretty much.
Exactly.
Okay, that's always good to do, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to jump and do a collaboration with someone when you haven't found yourself yet, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Okay, that's dope. Okay. And also, I know we in quarantine right now. We pretty much are not doing shows and things like that. But if once things get back to normal, hopefully this vaccine and all this other things come together, this virus goes away. But like, if everything's come back to normal, if you go open for a show, right, for any artist, what would it be? Like, if things do get back to normal.
Opening for Baka would be fun.
Oh, Baka. Okay, yeah. Baka. Yo, shout to Baka. Shout to Baka. Baka's a real dude. I know Baka, too. Baka's my homie, too. Shout to Baka, for real.
He's a real one, still.
Yo, Baka's a real one. One thing I like, Baka is very energetic. It's so live. It's so, like, you know what I mean? He's like, he's very, like, even to his interviews, he's very grateful for the opportunity he has. You know what I mean? He's a very loyal dude from what I've seen in his interviews, you know? And
yeah, and I like that. Like, again, sorry to cut you off.
That's
he's
all good.
A guy, like, he's went through a lot, man. You know his story. He's been through a lot. And look where he is now. That's motivating for me. When you know what I mean, I'm frustrated or I hit a writer's block, I think of guys like him, and that pushes me forward.
Yo, that's dope. Like you said, look where he's at. He didn't give up. He didn't say fuck this, fuck that. Like, he started for cursing, but like, he didn't give up. He actually stayed his ground and actually went for it, for something. You know what I mean? A lot of people give up. Like, I find inspiration in people that don't give up and people that go do something with their lives. You know what I mean? Because it's easy to give up. It's easy to say, forget this. It's hard to actually chase a dream, you know? A dream that only you can see. Because right now, you trying to be an artist, only you can see that dream. I can't see that dream. You know what I mean? I can't see that dream. I can't see how far it go. Only you can see how far it go. Only you can see how far you could go pushing it as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's dope, though. So shout out to Baka. Shout out to Baka for real. But yeah, just moving on with the questions and things like that in the city. Like, how do you feel about the music industry? There's just questions I'm coming up in the top of my head while we just conversating, right? Like, how do you feel about the music industry in the city? The lack of collaborations, the lack of opportunities that artists have, like the whole Canadian industry right now. Like, what's your take on that?
Well, like, music in the city, it's dope right now. But again, like what you said, I'd like to see more collaborations. Less beef, less politics, and more collabing on music, and you know what I mean? Make the world hear how great we are, you know? I think I want to see more of that.
Yeah, you're right. The city is really beautiful. It's very multicultural. Like, Drake has put the spotlight on the city. It's pretty much the whole damn country. You feel me? He's put the spotlight on.
He's given us, like an avenue.
Yo, a dope avenue, because if Drake didn't do this, I wouldn't be doing this podcast and whatever it may be, because Canada wouldn't have, like, the eyes on us right now. The eyes are on us, you know what I mean? The eyes are on us. The doors are open right now for artists to actually come in. All it really takes for artists to really go in is to put out great music that a lot of people are going to relate to. One thing I would say about the city, the music that's coming out of the city, like, excluding your music, because I just heard the song you put out. It's really dope. One thing I would say is just the music a lot of artists are putting out can't convert everywhere else. You know what I mean? It could convert in Toronto. It could be booming. Yo, it's popping in the hood. It's popping in the city. But, like, everywhere else not going to be playing it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's kind of like one of those things. Like, guys really got to go for, like, songs that's going to convert everywhere else. The shit that's gonna be playing in New York, you know what I mean? Shit that's gonna be playing in Atlanta and in London, England, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, that's one thing I feel like that's missing when it comes to, like, the music that's coming out the city. It's not universal enough. It's there's too much city wide, you know what I mean? That's how I feel about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, yeah, just to move on as well, it's like, how do you feel about, like, about Chroma's chair girl and things like that, and things like that in the city. Do you have any takes on that? Like, just Chroma's beefing with Megan Thee Stallion. What's your take on that?
I don't know, man. Like, like, as long as, like, it's good. It adds a little bit of spice.
Yeah.
To us, and like. Yeah, as long as the chair girl and them, they're not getting into trouble and they're doing their thing, man, putting themselves out there and getting on some shit, that's, I'm all for it. You know what I mean? We're all from the same city.
Yeah.
As with that beef and shit, it's good. It shows that we don't take shit. You know what I mean? We speak up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's good that she said something.
Okay, that's dope. One thing I noticed about the city as well, right? I noticed that the city, everything been booming. Everything, like, been, because it's, I feel like Canada has become similar to America, where dreams can't come true, you know? Where you could come from zero to a million. You feel me? Just in giving comparison, just to give you an example, look at 6buzz. 6buzz blew out of nowhere. It's like a million followers or whatever, become one of the biggest media companies in Canada. You know what I mean? So Canada, like, I feel like hip hop is slowly kind of like taking over Canada. Before, I felt like Canada was kind of like, especially Toronto, was kind of like a soca and dancehall type of city. But slowly, I feel like the hip hop is kind of like taking over, like, the whole city. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very true. It is. I see it. You know, a lot of young artists too. It's good to see.
Like, how do you feel about the hip hop that's coming out the city right now? Like, what's your take on that? Do you have any artists that you're looking at that you want to collaborate with, or are you liking the music that's coming out of the city? Do you have any like female artists that you do you want to collaborate with as well? You don't have to name a free. You don't have to say any names or anything like that. You could just tell me if you know it, if you like any of the music coming out.
Yeah, there's a good three male artists that I really like their sound. You know what I mean? And yeah, the music, I love the music coming from our city. A lot of the music I listen to is from the city.
Okay, you know what I mean?
I think we got a bright future.
Wow.
Again, we all got to avoid the politics and just worry about collabing or just keep putting out quality music. You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay, that's dope. That's dope. So far, what has been your biggest accomplishment as an artist so far? Like
just motivating people. Like, a lot of people every day, people DM me like, yo, this is motivating. It's making me want to make music.
Wow.
I like hearing that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because I used to be into basketball, into sports. And, you know, this is what I'm doing now. And it's like for people to come say, yo, you're motivating me to get on my shit. I've always wanted to do music, but I never had the confidence.
Now, you see, that's one thing I was talking to about earlier. Like,
yeah,
getting in the booth, like even myself, I put out mixtapes of other artists' music. Even myself, I be wanting to feel like I want to put out music. I want to like explore my vocal capabilities and start singing and things like that. But I still haven't got the confidence to do it. So that's why I told you, like, yo, I admire that. Because you came out of nowhere and went in and actually dropped the song for the whole world to listen to. So like, that's a big accomplishment. If no one ever told you that, that's a huge accomplishment. Because not everybody could do that.
Yeah, and of course, like, being in the public eye a bit before, of course I was nervous, but again, that side, the stubborn side of me took over. My brother's side, like, I don't give a fuck what people think. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be good at it, you know?
That's dope. Congrats on that, for sure, for real. Also, like, what accomplishment do you hope to accomplish in the near future? Do you have anything that you planning on doing? What are your goals right now that you set to achieve for yourself?
I want to be internationally known. I don't want to just be popping in the hood or the city. Like, I want to break those walls and let people in New York, you know, overseas, I want them to hear my sound and I want to hear their opinions, you know?
Yeah. Dope. Also, like, when you go in a booth, right? Do you go in a booth trying to make a hit, or do you go in a booth trying to make timeless music? What? How's your minds? How's your creative process when you go in a booth? You be like, damn, I gotta make a hit. This gotta be a hit. Nah, let me try to make timeless music that's gonna last in the next 10 years. And also spoke to a previous artist before you, and he was saying like, hey, if the song is a hit, it becomes timeless. And then I was like, yo, you're right. If it's a hit song, it is timeless music. So how do you feel about that? Do you always trying to make a hit, or do you trying to go make music on how you feel?
Yeah, well, I think if you go into the booth saying, I got to make a hit, I think you're distracting yourself.
Yeah.
Like, just go in there, speak your life, you know what I mean? And people can relate to it, you know what I mean? And let the fans decide. I like to make music, like, it's a laid-back vibe. You drive your car at night, and you can jam to it, you can vibe to it, you know what I mean, and connect to it. Yeah, so... Don't go in the booth. I don't go in the booth saying, yo, it's going to be a hit. I just write shit. Yeah. And then, you know, I have a lot of tracks that I recorded that I didn't release. You know what I mean? And it's like, a lot of them are good. And it's just, I go with how I'm feeling at the time to my release. That's how I do it.
Okay. I hear you. I definitely understand that. So you don't be trying to make, like, club hits or even like, so you pretty much make music based on your emotions, based on how you feel. You're not really trying to appeal to a certain in your life. Okay. So do you ever try to make any club hits or even songs that kind of like relate to women? Cause Tupac, like you were mentioning before, Tupac, he made different type of vibes. He has songs for women saying, keep your head up. He has songs for the gangsters. He has a song for his mom. You know what I mean? So do you ever find that you need to make a song for your mom, for the woman that's in your life, and for the clubs, or for the gangsters, for the streets? So do you ever try to make music like that?
Yeah, I do make music, and I have records like that.
Yeah.
But and they'll come out like right time. I think timing is everything in this game.
Yeah.
And right time, right place, it'll come out. I've got club bangers and stuff like that, and just it'll happen organically. I don't just force them out. Like, yo, I gotta make this song now. You know, it'll come out when the vibe's ready.
Okay, dope, dope. Yeah, you becoming like a real artist out here. Like, this guy's not playing with his craft. It's glad to hear that, because he's like, he's so focused. It's nice to hear when the artist is so focused like that. You know what I mean? So, do you find that you want to release singles rather than dropping albums instead? Are you mostly focused on releasing singles than a full body of work?
Before the lockdown started, my plan was to release album this month, but you know, lockdown happens and then you have time to think, and I think right now I'll just hold off on the album for right now. So that's kind of where my headspace is at. But you never know with me, man. Like, I get into my mode sometimes where I just live it day to day, and then one day I might surprise you. You see on my Instagram, oh yeah, my album's coming out.
So it's just all based on your mood type thing.
Yeah.
Okay, true that. But yeah, I heard from Russ, right? Russ, you know, you heard of Russ.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. He be talking, he be saying, like, it's always good to have a catalog of work. Because once people go to your Spotify, because I went to your Spotify right now, even though you told me you had a previous Spotify. Because right now, going to Spotify, I can only find 2 songs. So it's good to have a catalog of work. Even if you put out the album, you could always, like, release visuals for each singles you want to put out, right? Because once, if you put out one album, because if I go on your Spotify, even if I like one song, I like the three-pointer song, then there's other songs I could still listen to. Then I could become a real fan. Because, like, it takes more than one song for people to actually become a fan of your music. You know what I mean? Because people sometimes have to dig deep. Ooh, I love this song. Let me see what else this song they have. Because I remember when I first heard the Fetty Wap, when he came out with that song, Trap Queen, I'm like, whoa, this song is dope. I went to look for this shit. I found that shit on DotPiff, and I found out he had mixtapes on DotPiff. I downloaded the mixtape. I was listening to the whole mixtape. So I became a real Fetty Wap fan because of that mixtape he had on DotPiff. You know what I mean? So it's good, even if you're not putting them, even if you have songs that you had sitting down, it's good to just put them out as a mixtape, even put them on a SoundCloud. You know what I mean? Have them on SoundCloud. Have them on Audio Mac, DotPiff. Just if you don't want the streaming money, you could even add them on streaming platforms as well. Just so people could kind of see the progress, you know? Because as much you want to be like a perfectionist, it's good to see, for people to see the progress on the progress you've been making with in your music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree, and people have told me that and given me that advice.
Oh, I can see. I'm glad they told you that.
I'm such a perfectionist that I'm like, okay, this one will come out this time. Ah. But like, as I get more confident and I climb that ladder, man, yeah, I'll be releasing sometimes 3 tracks at a time or 4.
It's good to just release EPs or even have like a catalog on your SoundCloud, even if you don't have the beat. Put them on SoundCloud. At least people could listen to them. People could like gravitate to all your other songs. You know what I mean? That way they could kind of actually become fans of yours, you know? With one song, people could just listen to the song and they forget it. They forget about your music. But with more songs, you'd be like, whoa, I really love this guy. Let me save him on my favorites. Let me add him to my own playlist. You know what I mean? So it's dope to do that. Because your Lucy's can never go away, because you actually paid money to record these songs. So why not put them out? Why not let the world gravitate, let the world listen to them? You know what I mean? Even if you don't put them on your Spotify, put them on SoundCloud. You could do a SoundCloud leak type of thing. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. And I know so many artists that aren't even out there, have no songs released, but they have a whole bunch of songs in their emails. And I'm like, yo, like, they'll play for me. And I'm like, release that. You got to release that.
Facts.
Again, they're afraid, they're shy. And I'm like, yo, go for it. You never know.
Yo, you can't be shy in this game, because like Michael Jordan wasn't shy, Drake wasn't shy. Like, you feel me? Like, he put out his shit. Like, niggas wasn't shy out here. So you really gotta like let the world in your world. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing right now. We're letting the world in our world right now. Just us having this conversation, like for real. So you just really gotta tap in and grow that fan base one by one. everyone that messaged you, capture these emails, capture their phone numbers, figure out what city they're from. It's good to build these relationships one by one. One thing I realized about artists, they shy away from actually connecting with people that give them a, yo, I love your music, you inspire me. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I was able to inspire you. I would love to capture, I would love to get your email for when I drop a next song so you could have it first. Sometimes you gotta make these people feel special. You know what I mean? Make them feel special. Yeah. Make them feel part of the journey. You know what I mean? Even if you start doing, dropping some merch, you already got these emails or these people that are already messing with you that told you they liked your music. You influenced them. You could easily hit them up and actually build a closer relationship from them. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And I agree with that because a lot of people email me and, or they'll be in my messages request. And like, I, when I have time, I reach out to let them know they're appreciated, you know, because
definitely.
I was once that person on the other end, you know, reaching out to someone who inspires me and they would like show me that they appreciate the energy. And then that would just literally change my day.
That,
my
I'm work, telling you,
you know, so I want to be able to give back like that.
Definitely. You definitely got tapping like that. Capture these emails and phone numbers. Even you getting a phone call and calling a fan, I really appreciate you. Yo, that would make their day. That person would actually spend $100 on your merch just because you actually call them and build a connection with them. Because one thing I realized that artists need to definitely start tapping into is kind of like creating their own tribe type of thing, creating their own community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because you're not gonna have a million fans wide away, but you might have 1,000 people to messing with you that you actually have their contacts and all these things, and you could grow that by yourself slowly. Because right now, the independent wave is a wave that artists want to be in. But to be independent, you got to have a fan base. You got to have customers. You got to have people that's going to support you all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why if you're going to be independent, you got to tap in every second, every person that messages you, contact, follow up, say thank you. Click the link in my bio, subscribe to my mailing list type shit. You know what I mean? It's definitely a good thing to tap into. On your come up, you know what I mean? You can never ignore every compliment, ignore every email that you could get, you know? Even though you by yourself, you don't have a big team. So do that while you have the time to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very important in growth. That's part of growth. And a lot of people aren't comfortable with it. They think it's beg, but it's not. It's putting yourself out there. You can't sit back and expect the next man to do it for you. You got to push yourself.
Definitely, definitely. You're definitely right about that. But yeah, just to move on with my next questions, you know what I mean? Due to everything that's happening this year, like what are your thoughts on like a Black Lives Matter movement, and do you support it?
Yeah, I do support it.
Yeah.
I don't think it should come to violence and stuff,
definitely.
But I support it. Some changes need to be done, and it can't be talking, man. Like, we got to get out there and we got to stop talking and take action. You know, the people who are in the right positions in America and Canada need to take action and change stuff. When wrong stuff or we're mistreated, when that happens, they need to be punished, not just get a slap on the wrist and go walking off. That's bullshit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, support it, man. I've noticed a lot of people are getting in, like, they're posting about it. And that's a start, because back in the 90s, it was bad. Like, shit was going on. Wasn't being recorded, wasn't being talked
about.
So at least
back then,
now it's getting talked about, you know?
Yeah, it's true. You're right about that. So do you ever feel like you need to put out music about that, about political stuff? Or do you shy away from that because that's not really your lane? You're not really like... Because I spoke to previous artists before. Be like, yeah, I stay away from that because I don't want to get a backlash from it, because it's a very sensitive world that we live in. You know what I mean? So they try not to make music related to political stuff or anything that has to do with Black Lives Matter and things like that. Do you find that you shy away from that as well?
You know, see, well, people say that I disagree, because us, the artists that are black males, like, we need to use our platform to let them know, like, you know what I mean? Like, shit need to change, you know what I mean? And I think it is necessary. It is very sensitive, but it needs to be talked about. It needs, again, we need to take action. And yeah, I have a couple of records of speaking on that topic, you know, and
wow.
They will come. They will be heard. Those are records that'll be heard.
That's dope. The fact that you say you got a couple records, I find that, like, since you're such a perfectionist, like, these times that we're going through it, those are the times where those records were supposed to be dropped. You know what I mean? They got to be dropped while we all going to going to the cycle, going to these political warfare, whatever it may be. Like, everybody got to hear these things. You got to let people know how you feel, where you stand. You know what I mean? If that's how you feel. You know what I mean? Because if you might put it out later down the line, then it doesn't matter as much anymore. You know what I mean?
True.
You see how Lil Baby, when Lil Baby dropped The Bigger Picture, that shit went up to like number 2 on the Billboard. You know what I mean?
Powerful.
It was a powerful record. The reason why it was so powerful, because you drop it at the right time, at the right moment. You know, it was right when the whole Black Lives Matter, the virus was going on. He dropped that. You know what I mean? And everybody kind of relate to it. Everybody felt it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because sometimes people feel the music when it's to the moment. Sometimes, you know,
timing, like we said before earlier, timing, man. Yeah. It's so key, and consistency.
Yeah, definitely. Also, yeah, just to move on with the next question, I'm not gonna hold you up for too long. We've been on this podcast for about 50 minutes. You know, sometimes with this whole podcast thing, sometimes it just feel like me and the homie just having a talk, you know, we just vibing and just chopping it up. You feel me? So I like the vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, real shit.
But yeah, so do you feel mental health is a topic others should express and talk about more? Like, I feel like a lot of people don't talk about mental health. A lot of rappers don't talk about the mental health, the things that they deal through, the traumas that they've been going through. Because I find that a lot of rappers, they dealt with a lot of traumas, but they're scared to talk about it in their music. They're scared to let people know how they feel, what type of things they deal with at night. Do you feel like something like that should be talked about more, or should be expressed more in their music as well?
Yeah, it should be expressed, because in the meantime, you could have somebody at home who feels like they're the only ones going through it, and they're damn near about to blast themselves, and you could save them by putting a message out there. And I think one of the things my music stands for is like, yo, like, keep your head up, keep grinding. Like, you don't have to go down the dark path. You can, you know what I mean, go down the light path and find yourself.
Facts.
And just like, it's tough. Like, that mental health, it's a day by day thing. You know what I mean? And it's not something you just flick on and off. Like, okay, I'm going to be better tomorrow. It's something you got to work at and you know, push yourself. But it starts with you, that thing again, and who you surround yourself with.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So how do you deal with your mental health? Do you meditate? Do you feel like you write music to get away from that? Do you go in the booth? Like, how do you deal with your mental health?
For me, man, I listen to beats.
And beats.
Lyrics come. Like, that's a big, big thing. Like, music,
yeah,
that helped me a lot, man. It's listening to beats and then lyrics come, and then it just all comes full circle, man.
Okay, dope.
If it's not that, it's just spending time with my family, you know, reminiscing the good things about other family members. That's another big thing, too. Like, a lot of young people, they look to people on the TV to idolize, or, you know what I mean? They look at the bad crowd, but look at your family. Look at
facts,
your mom.
Facts.
Your mom goes to work 9 to 5. She grinds. Look at that shit. You know what I mean?
Definitely. You're definitely right about that. But yeah, what I want to ask you as well, right? There's been a big topic when it comes to like vlogs and things like that, instigating rappers, beefs, rappers interactions on social media. How do you feel when it comes to like social media and streets colliding? What's your take on that? On blogs instigating these rappers beef, like screen recording their lives, like screenshotting their comments and likes just for likes and views, just so they could post it for likes and views. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't fucks with that, you know, and all us artists got to see that and be smarter and watch how we answer things.
Yeah.
Because these guys, they don't care about us, like us personally, like, you know, that starts beef and then we're dead and they're like, oh, RIP, on to the next young artist.
Man.
You know what I mean? So we need to be smart. We need to pay attention to what's going on in other situations and not get caught up in that shit. You know what I mean? Because it's not worth it.
You're definitely right about that. And I also say, like, artists, like, just to add on what you said, artists really got to be aware of what they put out there. You know what I mean? Because it's like, yo, back then, street shit used to happen. Ain't nobody used to know what the hell happened. Nobody used to know. It's like nowadays,
yeah,
it's like,
no one's
talking. Nowadays, if it doesn't happen on Instagram, if nobody knew it happened, if they don't post it, nobody knew it happened. Like, that's how it's supposed to be. Nobody's supposed to know what shit happened. Nigga, I've done some street shit. Nobody know what happened.
Yeah,
I ain't post this shit on MySpace. Niggas ain't post shit on MySpace. Yeah. Nigga that MySpace back in the day. No nigga post shit on MySpace. Like, it's just the Instagram shit is just wild. Like, niggas don't know how to move sometimes. They go on the Instagram live and just diss niggas. It's like, yo, bro, you just gotta chill sometimes. I feel like a lot of artists be such in a hurry to, like, lose their life, be negative. Like, cause they don't understand the shit. Words are powerful. The energy that you put out is powerful. Karma is real. You know what I mean? Yeah. Karma is real. So you always gotta, like, the energy you put out, that's what you're gonna get back. If you put good energy out there, you're gonna get good energy. If you surround yourself with good people, good stuff gonna happen to you. That's how I move. You know what I mean? I rock with people that rock with me. Like, you've been showing me love, I'll show you love back. You feel me? I'm not gonna show niggas love that's not showing me love. God, shit is that. You know what I mean? Man.
And a lot of people, again, are afraid to express themselves, or afraid to show love. They're like, we have this mentality where, like, I'm in the corner doing my thing, and we need to come out of that mentality because that ain't getting us nowhere as artists. We're all in this together, all of Toronto, all of Canada, you know?
You're definitely right about that. Another question I have for you before I let you go, got about, like, 5 minutes left before in this podcast. What I want to ask you, like, right these days, it's been like a big thing, like it's been a big wave, this independent wave. Everybody wants to be independent, own your masters, don't sign to labels. Everybody's just against record labels and things like that. Like, what's your take on that? What's your take on just being independent, owning your masters, or signing to a major deal? Like, you know what I mean? Because some people have signed major deal and they have become very successful. You know what I mean? And some people have signed label deals and it became sour for them, where they get shelved or something like that, with not being able to put out hits and things like that. And there's people that's independent and they haven't made it into the mainstream market or become successful at all. So, and there's people that are independent and they became successful, independent and things like, and they own their masters. So what's your take on being independent or signed to a major label? Or would you sign?
Like, my take, like, I'd say for the artists, like, go with what you think is the best for you and your family. If you feel signing or going independent, like, but you have to understand before you, either way you go, you have to make sure you're educated. That's what definitely. I would say. My answer is I'm for both. If you want to sign. If you want to go independent, but understand your journey before you pursue it. Like, when you're independent, it's on you. It's not on another man to promote you. It's on you to put your shit out there, and you got to put the money in. You can't sit there with your hand out.
Facts.
And then when you go get signed, know what you're getting yourself into. You know what I mean? Know where your money's going to go and how they're going to take your money. Just know what you're doing. Educate yourself. It's not just about Instagram and looking cool. Like, know the business side.
Facts.
Because, like, people are getting signed to, like, slavery deals. You know what
You just hit the nail in the coffin right now, because you just said, educate yourself. One thing I notice about artists, they don't want to learn about the business. They just want to sign right away. But do you know anything about publishing? Do you know anything about split sheets? Do you know anything about SoCan, registering for SoCan? Do you know anything?
I don't, man. I just want to be cool and look cool.
Yo,
I'd be doing my homework.
Do your homework. Definitely do your homework. Definitely register for SoCan and register all your songs to make sure when they get played on these radios, when they get played at bars, you get paid for these things. You know what I mean? And especially do your split sheets as well, and owning your beats. Buy your beats. If you're leasing your beats, make sure you own these beats, because you could lease the beat and the song blow up and producers coming after you to give him 50% or whatever it may be, or royalties of the song. But if you buy the beat off right, or if you even make the split sheets with him from the beginning, you don't even have to worry about that in the future. You know what I mean? That's one thing I learned from my previous guest, Michael Asante. It's always good to kind of, like, do the split sheet. If you split sheet with the artist, if you're going to give him a split of the song or whatever it may be, do that so you don't have to worry about the headache in the future. You know what I mean? Or if you want to buy the song, buy the beat outright type thing. You know what I mean? That's one thing I learned from him. Learning the business is always essential, because, like, things are going to bite you in the ass. What you don't know will bite you in the ass. So learn as much as you can. So what you said is definitely, like, very important for whoever's listening out there. Learn the music industry. If you have to go on YouTube to learn some shit, if you have to take some courses, online courses or whatever it may be, because you're not going to just become a doctor just hopping and going to the hospital.
It's not the way it
works. It's not the way it works. So you, can't take music the same way, because there's rules and laws that apply when it comes to music as well. There's organization that you have to register for. There's things like that you have to make sure your business is proper, because sometimes even making sure just registering your business with a bank is proper as well, so you could claim your taxes, so you could apply for loans, so you could apply for grants and things like that. Because if you register your music, you register your name as a record label, or whatever, you could apply for a loan. You could get 10 bands, you could get 100 bands loan just for you to apply to your music. You know, so you could invest into your music. So that's good what you said. Go ahead.
Also, like, they gotta understand there are the odd times where you release one single and you blow up. You must be prepared. Like,
yeah, you
know what I mean? And don't be. A lot of artists be doing the YouTube thing, rapping on YouTube beats and not letting that producer know. And then just what if that song blows up? You got to be ready.
It happens to a lot of artists in the industry. They blow up and the producer come after their ass. You know, you take that song off. Exactly. You better give me a mil. You better give me a mil. You think you're going to take off with my beat? Yo.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite producer to work with right now? Do you have a favorite producer that knows your sound that you're tapping into? Do you have your own in-house producers?
I have a couple, but again, I'm developing a sound, so I can't sit here right now and say I like a producer.
Yeah.
But or there's a main one, but like I'm still developing, you know what I mean? And so I'm very open. A lot of the producers who email me, they probably feel I'm not looking at the stuff, but when I get to it, I sit with it and I listen, you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to find myself, you know?
Yeah, trust me. Finding yourself is not easy as an artist, you know what I mean? But you going to the process, that's all that matters. You know, when you do find yourself, then you're gonna feel more comfortable when you get in the booth. You're gonna feel more comfortable when you put out these songs, you know what I mean? Connecting with people. As long as you allow yourself to go to the process to find yourself, you know, and not giving up within the process. Because it's not an easy process that you're going through right now, just to be honest with you.
No. It's not easy.
It's not an easy process, but as long as you stay true to yourself and be honest to yourself and know the reason why you're doing it, you gotta have a purpose. A lot of artists jump in the game, they don't have a purpose, they don't have a reason why they're doing it. At least you have a purpose, you have a reason why you're doing these things, so it's gonna come. You know what I mean? You just gotta allow yourself to go through it. You know what I mean?
To grow, man.
Definitely gonna happen. But yeah, I got about two more questions before we end this podcast. I really appreciate you coming to and just being honest and being open and being vulnerable with me, because that's one of the things I always trying to tell artists: be vulnerable, be open, bro. You don't gotta be this tough nigga. Like, you don't gotta be gangster 24/7, my nigga. You can smile, my nigga.
Up in the morning eating cereal.
niggas wake up super gangster in the morning. Where my ops at? Where my ops at? Like, my nigga, you can smile, my G. You can watch some cartoons, my nigga. You could eat some cereal and milk. Niggas don't drink milk. But yeah. But I went to ask you, like, what advice would you like to share with your supporters on how to keep going and staying positive?
Yeah, man. Just always look at the positive first. A lot of people go into things, a new job, or get into a situation like, oh, negative. Just stay with the positive. Stay focusing on that. Like, you know what I mean? And for all the people who rate me and supported me, like, I appreciate that. And keep watching, because, like, I like hearing that they feel like they're growing with me, you know? There's a lot of growth. There's a lot of good things coming.
Okay, so definitely. And my last question to you before we end this, what's your message to your supporters? I don't like to call them fans. What's your message to your supporters, people that's rooting for you? What do you got coming up and all these things?
Stick with me, and you know what I mean? Like, it's inspiring. You have inspired me. People say I inspire them. Well, you're inspiring me to keep going, because never in a million years would I think I'd, like, inspire people like that. So it's a strong reason, one of the strong reasons what keeps me going.
I see that. So let the people know where they can find you on all social media, your Spotify, your website, what you got coming up next, if you got any merch for sale and things like that, what they need to tap into. Let them know.
Yeah, so I go by the artist name Rich, and like I got my own website, rich.com. We got some merch there, some t-shirts, and we got some ski masks dropping this month. You know what I mean? And I got a new single, new video dropping this month. So you know what I mean? The carousel continues to spin around here, so that's how we going.
Okay, say less. You already know what it is, man. Shout out to everybody for tuning in to the Ain't Off of the Streets podcast. That was OVO Rich as a special guest. Make sure you guys follow him on all social media. Make sure you guys stream all his music. Get this nigga some money in these streams. Buy his merch. Go to his website. Give him your email. All that, all type of shit, man. If you're going to support with your pocket. You already know what it is. Holla at you, boy, man.
Ain't Off of the Streets.